I'm about to go home.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, brothers and sisters, fam, Mishpacha. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. I am your host, the preacher, or in most cases, the iconoclast. This show is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Babylon Talk Radio, better known to most of you as Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who've never tuned in, this is a show for the fam, about the fam, but we know others tune in. Even though we try to keep our affairs private, we always never know who's amongst us because we got a lot of a lot of people waking up, but we got a lot of deceivers that are standing in the midst of these camps and people that are waking up and acting like they have your best interest in mind or that they're your friends when they're really moles. They're undercover and they work for this government so that they can mark you and find out who you are and how much you know. And that's one of the things we're going to discuss tonight. If you've never tuned in before, this is an unscripted, unapologetic show that deals with our people. And when we talk, we tell the truth. And most people don't like truth because they're living in a world full of lies and their entire life is an illusion. And when we begin to peel back the layers, it's painful, it's hard to deal with. But if somebody really loves you, they'll slap the hell out of you with truth. And that is our endeavor, to press every one of your buttons that you still have. Because when you come into real truth and fall in love with the Father and come back to his statutes and commandments, he strips away your buttons. You're not easily offended because you realize your life is in his hands and that the master's in control, the Most High. The Most High is in control. We don't get easily offended. We don't react. We proact as a people. But unfortunately, since we're living under the curses and we accept these bywords and we are in astonishment and amazement, we'll do anything to be accepted by the other nations and in order to blend in and fall into the background. Because we want to blend in and be a part of the canvas, the texture, and not realize that you were not created to be a part of everything, but you were created to set a precedence. So we set our face like a flint when we deal with our people. And unfortunately, there is a remnant, quite a few, that will be deceived and will be destroyed and cannot accept the knowledge of the truth. The fact that when you were bought here and your forefathers were bought here as slaves, that Christianity was forced upon you, and that is a denominations and denominations and religions aren't in our Hebrew history book. And that our Hebrew history record is what they call the Bible today, that they preach from various translations, misquoted, and put their own eisegesis on the text and their own spin to keep us blind and keep us deceived. Now they've got smart enough to give you 99.9% truth, but keep you from knowing that you're the people. I deal with you and let you know that you are the people of the Most High because you have been in the tribulation and in the midst of destruction against your family and your people for years, and you don't even realize it. You don't even realize the things that have been put in place, the facades, the illusions that have been put in front of you and given to you as a way of life, an acceptable means of life for you to find some temporary happiness. And that's why I said at the beginning, most people want to remain in a false happiness state of mind because if ignorance is bliss, our people are living in heaven because we choose to ignore the truth. Ignorance is a powerful thing because it doesn't just mean you're dumb or you're stupid. It means that you choose not to gather the facts and see what's really going on in the world around you. Because unfortunately, everything that's been given to you for your pleasure is also a tool to keep you programmed and in a hypnotic state of mind and expose you to evils that are greater than you, that are more powerful than you. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be doing shows exposing things that you probably don't want to believe and won't believe when you see it because you've been so transfixed. And even when you begin to see these things unfolded to you, you're not going to accept it because there's something in your psyche through your traumatization over the years, because your brain has become compartmentalized and you're oppressed by anxiety and other spirits. And you're probably also under the witchcraft oppression that's known as pharmakia, which is your prescription drugs. You're medicated. And then for those of you who are not medicated that way, you self-medicate because you can't deal with the anxiety that comes from all of the suggestive material that you are bombarded with every day as soon as you walk out your front door. As soon as you walk out your front door, you are bombarded with things that are in the air, that are being picked up by electronic devices that send signals to your brain. You need to understand that some of the things that you use on a daily basis are sending messages to you. In other words, what I'm here to tell you about tonight is that you're fighting a battle that you can't win unless you put your confidence and trust in the Most High, and unless you begin to wake up and realize that on every front, the less fortunate, the indigenous, the real Hebrews, the real people are being destroyed physically, mentally, spiritually, through the food that you eat, through the soft metals that are in the air, through the poisons in the waters that are actually things that expedite the aging process, which is why you see young people looking so old. You're being sprayed constantly like roaches with the chemtrails because they know that you don't hardly even look up in the sky. When the Most High said, when you begin to see all these things, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. A lot of times you don't even pay attention to what's going on in the sky. What you think is good bottled water, it's fluoridated, full of chemicals. What you think is put there in the medical society and system is there to heal you and help you, is there to kill you and destroy you. You won't listen to the fact that organic, real foods, which you should probably be growing in your own garden again, are actually what needs to be put into your body, because it is these foods that become your exterior as your skin and your body begins to digest these things. So if you're eating man-made foods such as Twinkies and Cheetos and a freaking Big Mac or cockroach known as a shrimp or the earth's natural garbage disposer, the pig, that you're going to find yourself coming down and concocting diseases and coming down with diseases and sicknesses that are plaguing our community. Black people, you are dying by the, I want to say millions, but I'll say thousands. I want to say millions of sugar diabetes, cancer, lupus, goiters, because you shouldn't be cut on. You're not to be cut on. You're losing your mind rapidly because of the metals and the vaccinations and the chemicals. And we're going to talk about some of that tonight. How there is an edict, there's a secret message, there is an agenda that is known by certain participating federal agencies and state agencies and local agencies to ramp up the assault against our community and to be prepared to deal with us. Because if you look at the show notes, I mentioned the fact that when things begin to go down, they're going to round up a certain people first. The reason you don't understand and even know why is because you don't understand your Hebrew history book of who you are and why you must be rounded up. Because those who do know and have the knowledge of the truth, when the Most High comes back, they'll be changed. This is stuff, if you are ever around on the Shabbat or on Wednesdays with Elder Andre, you come to the teachings of the class so you can understand scripture as it pertains to history, as it pertains to apologetics, as it pertains to scriptures, as it pertains to politics, as it pertains to world religion, as it pertains to the money system, the gas going up, this farce called a presidential election, which is there to distract you because they're actually already set the stage for World War III, and that has begun because these things must be in place. Stage has been set to see this peace of land that you call American apple pie. The stage has been set to watch Babylon fall and crumble, which is known as America. That if you don't come into the knowledge and begin to do something for divine protection, then you will be destroyed with it, especially if you love it and you live for it. To live for the Most High is to detest the ways of this world because it's sick and it's evil. But if you buy into the illusion, you're happy because you're in debt. You're happy because you say, I'm blessed to have a job. You're a slave. You're still a slave. And the most powerful thing in the world is to make a slave think he's free. And that is the problem with your black ass. You think you're free. No apologies. You are not free until you free your mind. And you free your mind through exploring the information and not going with the status quo and taking everybody's word for it. You do your research. And while it's available to you to do the research, study to show thyself approved, I would suggest you take full advantage of it. You used to have to go to a library and find a book to find out the stuff that you were finding out over the internet now about what actually transpired in history, about the Balfour Treaty, 1948, and who those people are over there in Israel, and how the Balfour Treaty was first discussed in 1904, I want to say, or 1902, which leads you to Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. You need to understand that the Mormon Church, why do they have all of these genealogy records hidden? Why does the Vatican have all of our records as the Greek and Roman invasion took place and we were ran out of Jerusalem and we scattered and the diaspora was scattered? Why are they holding our records? Why do they still look at the Mother of Christ as being the Black Madonna, but paint another image for you, as they have whitewashed all of the images? And you'd know about that if you read Maccabees, but they took it out your Bible and told you you didn't need it, so you didn't read it. They told you you was going to go to hell if you read it, so you won't read it. The book of 2nd Esdras tells you what happened to the 10 tribes as they left Assyria and came over to this land that you call America, which was really Astaroth, not Astarte, Astaroth. They came over here and that they have found tons of Hebrew artifacts and the commandments and the laws hidden beneath the ground through archaeological finds from the black Indians that were here. But you want to go listen to Pastor, fried chicken, chitlin, and ribs, tell you the lies that the government has told him he better preach. Over 60,000 pastors were contacted and told to endorse Barack Obama and not to say anything. I'd be surprised if this election even happens. We're sitting on a ticking time bomb, folks, because it's time to introduce world government and a unified economic front, global economy. But it's first time to make some more money off of war. Thousands of innocent people are being killed in Africa, Iraq, Iran, Libya, and you don't get to see it because they control your news and your media. You have no clue what is going on. And this is what's called mind control. I got some information I'm going to read tonight, and this is going to be overwhelming to some, and some, I guess, they just won't believe it. Nevertheless, we're going to go into it because we're going to share the information. That's what we do here. Put forth the information. So right after this break, we're going to go into what's known as a plan that's been given to the government agencies known as King Alfred. This is something that's been put forth by your president as he is a front for you, because they know that you'll figure he can't do no wrong because he looks like you. That's not what I'm going to get into tonight. I'm going to read these documents to you when we return on the other side of this. Oh, Gentile Rule. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I'm your host, V the Preacher. Show is brought to you by Scan. Let's get it. King Alpha Plan. In the event of widespread and continuing and coordinated racial disturbances in the United States, King Alfred, at the discretion of the president, is to be put into action immediately. These are all the agencies that will be a part of that. The National Security Council, Department of Justice, CIA, Department of Defense, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Interior. Your participating state agencies will be the National Guard and your state police. And your participating local agencies will be your city police and your county police. Now, even before 1954, when the Supreme Court of the United States of America declared unconstitutional separate educational and recreational facilities, racial unrest and discord had become very nearly a part of the American way of life. Now, you know, before Martin Luther King and all this marching to try to get us to be able to buy into the American dream and have civil rights so that we could live like them Gentiles, we had our own communities and our own businesses, which we supported, and black people were doing well and were wealthy. Then we begin to take our money out the communities because we want to sit in Walgreens at the counter and want to spend our money with them so we could feel like we were a part of this. That was a mistake, people. Applaud the man, some of the things he did, and he played his part. He had to play his role because the Most High has an assignment for everyone, and all pieces are connected. But we've done some shows saying that it's time for us to galvanize and begin to share our resources and our money as we prepare for what's coming around us. Now, but that way of life was repugnant to most Americans since 1954. However, that unrest and discord have broken out into widespread violence, which increasingly have placed the peace and stability of the nation in dire jeopardy. The violence has resulted in loss of life, limb, and property, and has cost the taxpayers of this nation billions of dollars, and the end is not yet in sight. This same violence has raised the tremendously grave question as to whether the races can ever live in peace with each other. Each passing month has brought new intelligence that despite new laws passed to alleviate the condition of the minority still is not satisfied. You vote Democrat all you want. Switch up and become a bougie Republican. None of these policies were meant for you. None of this political process was meant for you. These policies are meant to destroy you and our families. Now, at the end of this show, I'm going to give you some health tips, too, because we fell off on that, and I need to give you some insight onto stuff you can take that will begin to heal your body, because you got poison in you right now, and you got cancers festering in you from all the vaccination shots and food. So we're going to talk about a few things to begin to cleanse your body of these metals on a daily basis and how to oxygenate your body, because oxygen destroys everything that's foreign that's in the body. And there's a low oxygen content in our atmosphere or in the foods or things that we're eating. So we need to get our pH balanced up, get our blood oxygenated, and it will begin to kill free radicals and other cells in our body that don't need to be there. And increase your white cells, because your body knows how to heal itself, not the doctor. He's a witch. He's been trained to kill you slowly because they want to make money off of you in the process of your death. Let me get back to this little dossier, because they're keeping dossiers on all of us. They know who we are. They've checked our blood. That's why every time you go to a doctor or dentist, they don't let you see what's on that computer. They got files on your complete DNA history. They know who the people are, and they're watching what you do and how you do, which is why you don't only have to be smart about it and get some intelligence about yourself about this truth. But you have to become one that walks in the spirit and discerns and sees who your enemy is and be ready to fight spiritually and physically and fight back by taking care of yourself. Come up off them fast foods, man. Let me get back to this little information, because we just want to discuss it. I'm just putting it out there for conversation, for talking, to give you something to think about. Each passing month has brought new intelligence that despite new laws passed to alleviate the condition of the minority still is not satisfied. Demonstrations and rioting have become a part of the familiar scene. Troops have been called out in city after city across the land, and our image as a world leader severely damaged. Our enemies press closer, seeking the advantage, possibly at a time during one of these outbreaks of violence. The minority has adopted an almost military posture to gain its objectives, which are not clear to most Americans. It is expected, therefore, that when those objectives are denied, the minority racial war must be considered inevitable. When that emergency comes, we must expect the total involvement of all 22 million members of the minority, men, women, and children, for once this project is launched, its goal is to terminate once and for all the minority threat to the whole American society and indeed the free world. This is what they think about you, Negro. Under this so-called plan, now this is a letter to all their agencies. We don't know if it's true, fiction, false. I have no idea. This is something that's leaked on the internet. We don't know what it is. But it's something to definitely be taken into consideration. The Department of the Interior, under King Alfred, the nation has been divided into 10 regions in case of an emergency. And there'll be 10 governors that will govern those regions. Minority members will be evacuated from the cities, the big cities, by federalized National Guard units, local and state police, and if necessary, by units of the regular armed forces using public and military transportation and detained in nearby military installations until a further course of action has been decided. Then they talk about the different regions that they have already set up, the capital region, northeast, southeast, Great Lakes, south central, deep south, 1 and 2, and no attempt will be made to seal off the Canadian and Mexican borders. Now, this whole Department of Interior and this number, King of England, who slaughtered thousands under the disguise of protecting Christianity, as a result, he was revered and one of the most noble kings in the history of England. There are 12 major minority organizations, and all are familiar with the 22 million. Dossiers have been compiled on the leaders of all these organizations and can be studied in Washington. The material contained, now you know, that's what I just mentioned, there's dossiers on all these so-called real leaders. I ain't talking about the ones that have sold out, like the Rainbow Coalition. Rainbow represents the gay community, and that's Jesse Jackson. I ain't talking about Al Sharpton and his old whatever that is. He got some other type of network himself that he's doing. These brothers are bought and paid for by the government. Anything that is a nonprofit agency that's 501c3 compliant, suspect. You don't need that for no tax write-off. Any camp that you know that's nonprofit and 501c3 compliant, suspect. Any camp you know that does not know the name or that's following Judaism and the Tetragrammaton and the Talmud and the Kabbalah, suspect. Know this. And everybody worshiping a hippie with blue eyes and long hair on white Jesus and duped up under Christianity, blind, deaf, and dumb, caught into tradition and can't see, suspect. There's a dossier on every one of us at this point, so why would you live your life in fear? We fear no man, for no weapon formed against us can prosper. Isaiah 54:17. It's going to form, but it won't prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment against us, it shall be destroyed. For every negative force that seeks your hurt, that seeks your harm, will be dealt with and destroyed according to the scriptures. But if you are not following after the ways of the Most High, these statutes, laws, and commandments, you have no hedge around you because you're living the way of the heathen and following the Gentile straight to destruction and straight into one of these camps. The material contained in many of the dossiers and or threat to reveal the material has considerably held in check some of the leaders. Leaders who do not have such usable material in their dossiers have been approached to take government posts, mostly as ambassadors and primarily in African countries. The promise of these positions has also materially contributed to a temporary slowdown of minority activities. They know how to keep you asleep. They know how to go get your pastor and keep him sold out by giving him a little ambassador trip to Haiti and make him feel like he's somebody. And then you got him walking around because he's the head of the Church of God in Christ. He's a bishop somewhere, and they can call on him and tell him he's meeting with the president. They got your Uncle Tom little butt sold out. Got you up under control. You'll never wake up because you're in it for the money. You want to be on TBN, clown. Would the real soldiers, generals, and my real brothers and sisters please stand up and wake up our community and go holler at our young people and direct their energy and prepare them for what is to come? You need to wake up, man. We can come back on the other side of this. Wake up. Wake up.
What commit suicide, cause you've been denied of your 9 to 5, year. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, year. And you're 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side, year. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, year. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, year. And you say, baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release, year. Then you hear from the street, says you're full of disease and you start to sneeze, year. And for weeks all food you not eat and your weight start decrease, you're in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. You are against the beast and when things are squeezed, that's when you are freeze, you're in too deep. And you wanna bleach and you drop asleep and machine a beach, you're in too deep. And the hype like you think that they might have no live gangsta life, yeah. And I run off your beak and your thing go breach and bad man go seek, yeah. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and you start to feel, yeah. And you get released, man, I circle your knees and you think it's not real, yeah. Then two things go sleep, you go decide to sneak some coke in your creep, it's in. And go overseas and same time you reach stars before your priest is in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you will. Drop in the street, yo, we drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your mama incomplete. When you drop in the street, yo, we drop in too deep. You are back about your wealth and speak of yourself like you're someone else, sir. When you just start to grow, but you think you are broke, are you sitting ashore, yeah? Think you know everything and worship the bling and deny the king, yeah? Mesmerized by the beat, CD and repeat, memorizing my feature, in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your pupa incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. One commit suicide, cause you've been denied of your 9 to 5, year. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, yeah. And you're 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side, yeah. And don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, yeah. And she said, baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the street, says you're full of disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. And months and for weeks, all food you not eat and you will start to freeze, yeah. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you will incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too. And you are against the beast, and when things are freeze, that's when you are freezer, yeah. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep, and gunshot a beach, yeah. You exalt on the hype like you fling down the might, and no live gangsta life, yeah. And I run off your beak, and your thing go breach, and bad man go seat, yeah. Then if I want police, find you with your peace, and you start to feel, yeah. Release, man, I circle your neat and your drink it no real, yeah. I'm shooting so sleep, you got decide to sneak some coke in your freak, it's in too. I'm go overseas and the time you reach starts before your pieces in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep.
Incomplete.
Are you mean?
In the stress. In too deep. In too deep. Incomplete.
Shalom, shalom. Make me want to holler. Stuff they got planned for my people. Go on and scream and let it out and talk to your daddy. Talk to your father. Talk to the Most High. Promise to never leave you or forsake you. But it's about time you find out who he really is, because he ain't got nothing to do with your pagan Sunday worship and your routine and ritual that makes you feel self-righteously okay. Man, God, please. No. When you repent, you come into a different lifestyle. What is that lifestyle I'm talking about? You are not a true disciple until you exercise discipline over your life and you can control your tongue, your loins, your thoughts and your actions, and they become under the control and direction of the Most High, because you have construct and a substratum for your life. If you don't have a construct, a king, and laws to garner you, and you live in any kind of way, you live against the law, outside of the law, in a lawless society. Our culture, we had laws, and we governed ourselves by. And that's what we're coming back to. Discipline. You're not a disciple if you don't have the discipline. Discipline. But you want to be like the rest of these clowns in this world and conduct yourself off of what you see on a reality show? Really? You dressing like them? Walking and talking like them and doing everything they say? Y'all worship these comedians. Check this out. The comedians have become the new preachers for our community and our people. And these clowns are liable to say anything because they got 10, 12, 20 writers that's actually getting them to say stuff to keep us in a sublime, in a just crippled state of mind. Now, most of our people are listening to the comedians and just swearing that their word is gospel because they're sick of these pastors and preachers who are nothing but pimps with their ideology, their lasciviousness and their covetousness and their prosperity message that they're being forced to preach because the government is telling them to preach it. And I got to say, though, I mean, being a comedian is a gift, straight gift, because even back when we were with our forefathers, one who had the ability to tell a story was one that could pass on our history and our information. So you see a powerful gift, but not being used for the right reasons, because everything that comedian says, our people go to work and tell it at work and start acting like that, doing like that, because they figure that's what's supposed to be funny. When you act like that, talk like that, do like that, that's what's funny. And it's amazing how much power we've given them. But I got to admit, I just saw a picture of Cat Williams, who acts like a buffoon. But if you ever heard that brother talk when he's by himself, he's mad intelligent. And he is funny. But he said something that depicts our community so well. He's like, you ain't paid your car note, and you ain't paid your rent in months, and you in line for an iPhone 5, nigga? Now, you know that's funny. I went to church. I'm listening to the announcements every time I see somebody up in the Christian church. Yeah, I didn't walk up in there. I walk up in there to see what's going on and listen to it. I walk up in there to pull people out. I walk up in there to tell the truth. I walk up in there to let them see that I'm not down with that. But y'all have an announcement. I'm going to pray for little J Monster because he done shot three more people. Why you named the little nigga J Monster? What you thought he was going to be when you named him that? Back in the days, we named our kids what we wanted them to become and gave them something powerful. You raising babies in the Christian church and they growing up to be killers and still selling drugs, it's not changing their lives because you're not telling them the truth. The laws that the Most High gave us that we didn't keep that got us in trouble, but now we're coming back to it so we can have some order and construct, because it takes a village. And if there's a village and there's elders, then there must be laws, there must be meetings, there must be understandings. Do you know the Chinese community governs themselves inside their own government? Right here in my city, every family that comes over here gets in a particular village, and they decide who's going to be next to open up a business, and they all put their money in and save money and help this next family open up a business, and they must pour back into the village to help the next family, and they keep helping each other until they take over every aspect of a community. And now you want to live any kind of a way because you want the American dream, when this whole country was built on the slaves, sweat and blood of your ancestors. And now you want to be a TV star, a rap star? That's all you can do and think about? When you have no means of longevity or taking care of yourself, when the gas trucks stop rolling food to the stores, when the jobs run out, when half your money come up missing because they crashed the economy in order to move into a global economy, and you don't have the wherewithal, you didn't went and sold all your gold at these gold parties that you black folks is having, taking everybody's resources away from them. Let me read the rest of this thing about these black leaders in these positions. I want to get through this. However, we do not expect these slowdowns to be of long duration because there are always new and dissident elements joining these organizations with the potential power to replace the old leaders. All organizations and their leaders are under constant 24-hour surveillance. These are the organizations they're saying they're watching: the Black Muslims, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the Congress of Racial Equality, the Uhuru Movement, the Black Roots Movement, that's what they're calling us now, Hebrew Roots Movement, the Freedom Now Party, United Black Nationalists of America, New Pan-African Movement, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the National Urban League, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Committee on Racial and Religious Progress. Everyone in these movements, organizations, us on Blog Talk, on Facebook, those of us chatting, talking, coming into the awareness of what's happening with our government, with so-called science, with so-called religion and doctrines, they are watching. And this plan is in effect so that when it goes down, and as we draw closer to the time, they don't want you coming back into the prominence that's been promised to you, because we got next. This is Esau time. Jacob, Yaakov, is going to rule the house of Jacob, the children of Israel. They're getting ready to take back over, because Jacob came out holding Esau's heel, and Esau gave up his birthright. Guess who the house of Jacob is? Check this out. At the appropriate time to be designated by the president, the leaders of some of these organizations are to be detained only when it is clear that they cannot prevent the emergency. Working with local public officials during the first critical hours, all other leaders are to be detained at once. Compiled lists of minority leaders have been readied at the National Data Computer Center. It is necessary to use the minority leaders designated by the president in much the same manner in which we use minority members who are agents, with central and federal. And we cannot, until there is no alternative, reveal King Alfred and all its aspects. Minority members of Congress will be unseated at once. This move is not without precedent in American history. This memo is being submitted in lieu of a full report from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That report is now in preparation. There will be many cities where the minority will be able to put into the street a superior number of people with a desperate and dangerous will. He will be a formidable enemy, for he is bound to the continent by heritage and knows that political asylum will not be available to him in other countries. The greatest concentration of the minority is in the Deep South, the Eastern Seaboard, the Great Lakes regions, and the West Coast. While the national population exceeds that of the minority by more than 10 times, we must realistically take into account the following. An estimated 40 to 50% of the white population will not, for various reasons, engage the minority during an emergency. American armed forces are spread around the world. A breakout of war abroad means fewer troops at home to handle the emergency. Local law enforcement officials must contain the emergency until help arrives, though it may mean fighting a superior force. New York City, for example, has a 25,000-man police force. Well, this is not in effect. We know this because there are foreign troops over here on the ground. Those are the ones that are shooting your babies in the hood, in the back while they're running, unarmed, jumping on trunks. These men have been programmed to destroy your kids and treat them like cattle. Y'all got to be smart, man, and protect yourself and defend yourself, but also be smart. We got Russian troops, Chinese troops, everything here, while all of our kids are joining the armed forces and being sent over abroad to be destroyed and to kill innocent civilians. We are confident that the minority would hold any city it took for only a few hours. There's a lack of weapons, they say, facilities, logistics, all put the minority at a final disadvantage. Since the Korean War, this department has shifted minority members of the armed forces to areas where combat is most likely to occur. They put your babies at the front of the line so that they can be destroyed, eliminating through combat as many combat-trained military servicemen as possible. Today, the ratio of minority member combat deaths in Vietnam, where they are serving as advisors, is twice as high as the minority population ratio to the rest of America. Below is the timetable for King Alfred, as tentatively suggested by the JCS, who recommend that the operation be made over a period of 8 hours. Now, let me say something with these internment camps that are already set up in these coffins that they have along these highways. They already are hiring people and have people hired ready on call to man these internment camps and lock you up. I'm imploring some of you to get healthy. Get off the drugs, the prescription drugs. Get your mind and get your spirit ready to be able to stand. Help is coming, because I don't preach fear. We don't do fear factor here. I don't throw the fear card. For the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We just talked about greater is that that's in us than anything that's in the world. And we know that this is a plan, because they know that when we see Yeshua HaMashiach, when we see him, we shall be as he is. We'll be changed. There is a fear of that. There's an 8-hour period that they want to get everything set up, where all of these agencies will come together. And they create this so that they have a reason. They create this race war. They have a reason to cordon us off. So here's what I want you to know. Black woman, black man, you are somebody. You are the chosen of the Most High. You are precious in his sight, and though we're being tried in the fire, we shall come out as pure gold, and we're coming forth. These bones are going to live again, but you got to wake the hell up. You can't keep shouting, singing songs, tap dancing, and thinking this is all there is. We are at war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of darkness in high places. These are the forces that are bringing down these forms, these dossiers, and giving instructions on what to do to try and get rid of us and hold us back, to keep us from becoming a strong nation that will put all these other nations back in check and put them back in compliance with the Most High. Because every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. You got to become complicit or you will be destroyed. And stop self-imploding. Stop the self-destruction. Let's fight the powers that be. Let's bring the love back to our community. I'm going to trip on all this stuff that they got they talking about. They got body bags already on order. Trains with gases in them, guillotines. We've been going through the tribulation since 70 AD. And don't think there's going to be something that's going to take you away and you're not going to have to go through something. It's people getting their limbs cut off, being shot, killed, destroyed, maimed, tortured right now for this stand for the Most High against other nations and other religions who are defiant and hate the children of Israel, our people. Know that the time is expediting itself. We are already at the end of 2012 with that false Mayan calendar. And now they're getting ready to implement tragedy so that they can put forth this plan to control us as a people and to implement their new world order, this age of Aquarius, and just totally get rid of all these religions and introduce a false religious leader and bring in this whole one world church with the false prophet and their false antichrist system and their chips and their mark of the beast. And they've got you already used to not using money. So check this out, man. Let's come together. Let's galvanize as a community. Let's be sharp, because they're trying to make sure you're numb and you're dumb by poisoning your food. Here's the health tip I got for you before we get up out of here. Go to the dollar store. Go to any drug store and get you a bottle of hydrogen peroxide and put a straw in it and put it in the freezer. Once that has been frozen, the water that's in that hydrogen peroxide will be frozen, but there will still be some liquid in there that will not freeze. That is food grade hydrogen peroxide. It will be 35% strong. Do not drink that. That could be poisonous to your body. You. But if you put some of those drops in some other water, it will give the water pH balance and help to oxygenate your blood, possibly cure you from diseases. If you're fighting cancer, try not to take showers in this poisonous water or drink the water. Whatever you do, do not go get radiated to fight cancer. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's expediting the process. Immediately stop eating meat. Immediately stop drinking milk. And if you've eaten that sinful thing called pig, swine, or bacon, that's probably what caused the problem, but immediately stop eating it. Start eating your vegetables and juicing. I want to see you make it and live through this thing, because we can't get through this thing, because the Most High is coming back for us. They've got dossiers on us. They're talking in the dark, in the private. Half the times they look at you and just amazed that you don't know who you are. Man, wake up and know who you are. Because there's a fear, and I've seen it in the eyes of them that know. When they see one who can see the truth, and who knows who he is, they have to bow down when they see that you know. Put your head up, man. Put your shoulders out. You are a child of the Most High, of the King. This is V the Preacher, and I'm going to tell you like I always tell you. Like we always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you have it. The truth is a journey, not a destination. I got mad love for you. Shalom. Sky high.
Call me sweet where I am, oh, mother, mother, ooh.